Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Front End Planning Guru. I am Liam, and with me today is Dr. Gibson, with 40 years of experience in the industry and 30 years of research in front end planning. And he's our guru today. Dr. Gibson, welcome back.
Hi, Liam.
So in the last episode, we explored what shutdown and turnarounds are in a renovation project. Today, let's talk about what makes a good STO plan. Again, STO stands for shutdowns and turnarounds. And what are the important ingredients to a successful STO planning session?
Yeah, thanks, Liam. Last time we talked about STOs, and STO or shutdown turnaround is actually a subset of renovation projects, but it's unique, as I mentioned, because many times it's time constrained, many times it's on, you know, it's multiple projects going on at the same time. Many times it has a lot of financial implications in terms of trying to get it done quickly and so on and so forth. And we're sharing both constraints of materials, but also space and also time. So it's very complicated. And it's almost like a program management perspective. And so a few years ago, we realized that when I was doing a research project for the Construction Industry Institute, and we took a look specifically at STOs, and we came up with an approach that we call the STAR tool, Shutdown Turnaround Alignment Review. And I can talk about that a little bit later, but basically, we identified, I think, 9 areas that really are important for organizations to look at. Now, the first thing you've got to realize is that we may have multiple projects going on at one time. So what we're trying to do is align how those projects are moving forward so that we don't have any projects that are not prepared and can cause burps or problems with the other projects as they're ongoing. In fact, if we have 10 projects that are going into an STO, we may want to take a look 30 days out. We may want to cancel one of the projects if we feel like it's going to cause a problem because it's not ready. So it's really to make sure that these projects are planned and ready to go at the same time. That's really what this alignment review is. So let's talk a little bit about what the issues are in terms of things that we should be concerned about. And really, as I said, there are 9 of these issues. And those 9 issues really are put out around several different areas. One of them is making sure that we do a good job of looking at constructability, because many times, as I said, we have constrained situations. We would be in a situation where we have people working on top of each other. So we have to make a look at all this constructability stuff as we go. We want to make sure that we understand what all of our permits are, permitting from the perspective of permits at on the local job site, but also permits outside the job site. Sometimes those are required. Equipment and material status. We want all the equipment and material ready to go when we shut everything down so that we're not waiting around for things to show up. We want to make sure that we have good procurement discipline and procedures and plans, because if we have to procure things during the shutdown, that can delay the entire thing. We want to make sure that we have good project control requirements. And many times the schedule, for instance, is set up such that we're scheduling down to 5 or 10 minute blocks. We want to make sure that we have good engineering construction plans, because we generally have to coordinate between multiple contractors on site. And so they all need to have a plan, and then those need to mesh together to be successful. We want to make sure that we understand what our rules are during the STO, who has priority, what priority goes for procurement, what priority goes for equipment, how we're going to allocate space and time and so on and so forth. We want to know how to commission the different subsystems as we bring things up. And then we want to know how we can turn the switch back on and start everything up. And this can be a really, really complicated situation in a plant environment, for instance, where we have multiple systems that we're trying to bring online. We have to shut the facility down and de-energize everything, do our work, and then we have to bring it back up just as we would start it up if it was new construction. So all of those things are critically important. And, you know, as we went through it, it's a pretty complicated process. Most organizations start this, if they're really good at this, they'll start this maybe 18 months ahead in terms of their shutdown, turnaround, outage planning process. They'll look at 12 months. They'll look at 9 months, 6 months, 3 months. They'll look at 1 month in terms of how aligned everything is. And they'll make a call of whether they want to actually delay the STO in some cases or shelf some of the work that was planned to be done. Usually during an STO, we'll have maintenance activities that must be done. And a lot of the capital work in some cases where we're, for instance, exchanging out equipment or so on also may be required. And then other pieces of work may be discretionary. So it's a pretty interesting dance. And like I said, we developed a tool for it.
Yeah. And, you know, all these ingredients that go into an STO planning session, as we just spoke about, it could be hard to control. And that's why we do have the STAR tool for STO planning. Could you expand on that a little bit more? And what is that tool and how does it work?
Yeah, so the tool has nine areas, and I mentioned those. I've just gone through those nine areas: constructability, permits, equipment, material, procurement procedures, project control requirements, engineering construction planning and approach, specific STO requirements, commissioning, and startup. And within each one of those nine areas, there are a series of things that you have to address. So it's almost like a dedicated checklist with a lot of descriptions around what you should do. And you can go through and look at all the projects together as, along with maintenance activities to decide whether if you meet most of the requirements, if you need improvement, if it's not acceptable. I think there are 90 plus requirements. So it's a really complicated thing. And when you evaluate it, you actually get a score, and your score is indicative, very similar to PDRI, of how prepared you are, how aligned you are to move into the shutdown turnaround. Doesn't tell you necessarily how successful you're going to be, but it tells you what your alignment is and where you are. The big thing is to make sure that you understand where your gaps and risks are so you can address those as you move forward. The tool itself was developed with input from 67 industry professionals over a period of time in workshops. And I think we had input of about $5.5 billion worth of capital projects. And we've tried it out in a number of situations. A number of companies are using this, or they've adopted this to their own internal needs and are using this approach to actually get ready for STOs.
Yeah. And, you know, as we just spoke about it, and as you remarked too, and to our audience, you know, all these tools, you know, the STAR tool and the PDRI, these grades and scores are not going to sort of predict if you're going to be successful or not. It's just telling you if you have a lot of gaps. I think that's the important part that we also need to focus on. But thank you so much, Dr. Gibson.
Yeah, thank you, Liam. And I think that you know, one other thing I would add. I mean, you're right exactly about the gaps, and these are all meant to. All these tools are meant to be used with an integrated project team. In this situation, you'd have the project team lead on all the different component projects involved in this, so that everyone knows kind of how things are going as they move forward. Are we missing equipment? Are we missing materials? Do we not have a good procurement plan? Am I using this contractor and you're planning on using the same contractor? Or are we even going to have them available? You know, what about the local labor? I mean, there are all kinds of things that could come up in these sessions that allow the team then to take action to improve. And that's the whole important part of any of these tools.
Yeah, and I hope that our audience, you know, took notes of this, because I think these are the places that we can easily look over and never go and think about that. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. We will have you with us in the future episodes and talks. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, please connect with us. With that being said, this is Liam from the Fun and Planning Guru podcast at ASU. You have a lovely day.